Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshippers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
I'm Holly Bailey here on 99.1, pleased to join you on the airwaves of our community radio station. This episode is all about community as we get ready to celebrate the International Women's Day that lands each and every year on March 8th. Our very own Yamaska Valley Optimist Club gears up to celebrate this annual event with some sort of offering. Joining us today is Judy Henderson to speak all about this wonderful event that is right around the corner, and hopefully we'll be joining you there. Let's find out the details. So, Judy Henderson, welcome to the Township's Daily News Bits.
Glad to be here. Very excited.
This is wonderful. So, you're a past president and a current member of the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club.
That's right. I was president 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I've been with the club since 2018. I think I've been secretary, vice president, president. And now I'm just a regular member, but I take on projects like the one we're going to talk about today.
Awesome. If you wouldn't mind, can you describe or tell us what the function or role or the raison d'être is for the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club here in our community?
Well, the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club was founded by three wonderful women who are still present, still members of the club. And it was created to raise money to support the children of the community. And it's grown into 29 members. Currently, we have 29 members. And basically, our goal is to support all the programs, schools, homes, and activities for the children of the community and help those in need.
Nice. And there is need. We see that, and you're responding to that. So it's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes.
So we have an annual event, which actually functions as well as a fundraiser. And that's in honor of the Women's International Day. That's on March 8th. And you're offering an awesome fair, is my understanding, on March 7th over at the Brome Lake Community Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I see it's called Fitness and Health Fair.
Right. So we have this event where we celebrate International Women's Day every year. It's sort of a tradition. There's been several events over the years. We try to change things. We used to have sort of a supper over at the Auberge in West Brome. And we would celebrate women. Then we changed it up a little bit during COVID. We decided to do something different, and we had the Fitness and Health Fair, but it was online. It was on Zoom.
Right.
So it was so successful and really well received by the community that we decided to try to do one again this year, but in person at the community center at Lac Brome.
Okay, wonderful. And can I ask, it might seem obvious, but why is it so important for the club to commemorate and celebrate this day that's in honor of women?
Well, I think the timing in the year is one thing, but I think above it all is that, you know, this is a club of women. We're a bunch of ladies of all backgrounds, some retired, some are currently working like myself. And that, I guess, it just became a tradition that they had this fundraiser on at this time of year, and they decided to start doing it around the International Women's Day. And there's so much to work with women that it just kept going.
It just feels like an obvious. And women, I mean, men are wonderful and we need them. They're essential, but women just seem to be the glue of our communities. And just, you know, I'd like to say they're wonderful. We're wonderful.
I mean, these events that we do, for sure, like men participate. And of course, our voluntold husbands get involved in the end too. But I guess it's more of, it just came together to be just a really good time to do a fundraiser. So many ideas around it. And since we're all women, that's just how it's kept on going. But even this event, I mean, there's many things that men can do to attend. It's good for men and women.
Okay, it's open to everyone.
So absolutely.
Let's dig into that a little bit. So it's an afternoon on March 7th that runs from 1 to 5. And from what I'm seeing, the schedule is jam-packed into different blocks. So you have to kind of schedule. How, like, what's on the lineup? What do we have in store for people?
Well, not to get too specific, because it's all over the news, and there's information in Brome County News. CIDI is running to the specifics of it. But it's anywhere between things about fitness with elastics, dancing, stretching, to information about health, about supplements, your skin, you know, some really interesting women are coming to talk about how to stay healthy and safe.
Mm.
Each block has a very unique and different information for the community. And like I say, for men, women, and young and old.
And it's lovely. When I looked at the lineup, it's a lot of wonderful, dynamic women who are offering services in our community or different programs and such. And it's just, I saw like Andrea Combs from Vitality Elderberry. You've got vision boards with Jamie Moore.
Right.
We even have something from the Brome Lake First Responders. What's that all about?
Well, we feel it's a good idea to have an information session to help people to learn how to make their home more safe and healthy. So for the young and the old, this could be a good session. If you're young and have a new home or an apartment, and you want to make sure that, you know, you set things up properly. And also for older people, you know, with wires and all these kinds of things, fire prevention. And it's a good chance for them to get to know the first responders too.
Right. And then you're not panicking. You know who to call or who to reach
right.
out to for info.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay. So this is really hands-on and helpful.
Yeah.
I even saw painting for health. I'm like,
I know.
What is? What is painting for health?
We have a celebrity coming. Susan Pepler is going to actually paint with the people. It's going to be jam-packed, pretty busy, but she's going to try to get people started and inspired to paint. And the whole idea of incorporating that in health is because it is healthy to do crafts and art.
Yeah, and a group as well.
Yes, and people are going to, you're going to meet other people and maybe discover that it's really something you like to do.
Okay, so how does this work? I'm understanding that the schedule, when you register, and we'll get into how you can register, you have an option of blocks. How does that work so it's open to people? And
well, it's really easy to register. A lot of people that know about this are finding out about it on Facebook. But there are posters all around town, and we do have an email address where you can send an email to get information. Once you get into the schedule or the booking part of the registration, you're able to book two blocks right away.
Two out of the four blocks. Okay.
Right. So you could go in and reserve the block 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and then go and reserve another session from 2 to 3. So you could be doing two things one thing at 1 o'clock and then something else at 2 o'clock. If on March 7th, you know, people arrive and there are some empty spots in some of the other blocks, we're going to just, you know, it's going to be sort of open. We just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to try something that they like. Mm-hmm. And if they end up going into four of the sessions, well, that's great.
Bonus. You know? Okay.
So bonus, right.
You can pick your two favorites that you're sure of, and then the others are wild cards that you sign up for when you arrive.
Right.
Okay.
And each room will have a door prize.
Ooh.
So when you get in, you're going to get a ticket, and at the end of the session, you're going to get a door prize. And
wow.
I just want to tell you that some of the door prizes that are coming in are worth a lot more than the ticket to get in the session.
And what does it cost to register?
$40.
Okay, so you pay your $40. You have basically four chances to win a door prize from each of the blocks.
Yeah.
And how was it getting these prizes and pulling this together and the sponsors? Like, what was the community's response like?
Well, I got to tell you, part of the inspiration for Yamaska Valley Optimist Club to keep moving forward and fundraising and doing all these activities and supporting the kids is because of our community of generosity. We have a lot of stores, we have a lot of businesses that really support us. So we try not to double dip, you know, we try to go in and ask people, and if they can, they can. If they can't, they can't. We understand. But we've just find that there's a lot of generosity, and we always come out with beautiful, beautiful gifts and door prizes. It's a lot of work for us, and we do have to swallow a little bit of our pride to ask, but we always come back saying, wow, you know, look at all this generosity from our community. We're always inspired.
You're tuned in to 99.1 here on the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, speaking with Judy Henderson of the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club as we get ready to celebrate the women of our community. That is with the International Women's Day event that happens on March 7th. Let's get back to Judy with information on how you can register and take part.
For people to register, the easiest and maybe most efficient way is to go on Facebook, is what I'm understanding. And you have links and all the bios for the different different workshops and offerings. But if people don't have internet access or are able to e-transfer, is there another way to get in touch?
Well, there's posters all around town. They can send us an email at yamaskaopti@gmail.com. Or they can call, there's a phone number, which is 450-522-0473. And that's Lenore Dudley. She's she takes care of all the bookings and the payments and the registration and all that. So if they're really feeling like, gee, I'm not on Facebook, I don't get out of my house, I don't really access email, well, call that phone number and we'll find a way to get you you booked.
Get you hooked up. Okay, yeah. Beautiful. And if people come on the day, could they pay cash? If is that still accepted?
Well, we would prefer that people book in advance and pay in advance so that we can make sure that everybody's schedule is right and it's not too chaotic. But really, if somebody comes to the door and they want to come in and we have room for them, we never say no to anything, really.
Okay.
If it's possible, we'll do it.
We'll make it happen.
We would really encourage people to try to book in advance, because some of these rooms or sessions, whatever you want to call it, are going to start booking up really fast.
Okay.
So, you know, you may arrive with the idea that, you know, I'm going to go in with Susan Pepler, but it might be booked, you know, so it's a good idea. For $40 an hour with her painting, or, you know, a couple of hours with Jamie doing the vision board. I mean, it's just such a good deal. You know?
Right. And fitness, dancing, and there's just
line
so many...
dancing. We're going to have line dancing.
Oh, my. Okay.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
All ages, all people are welcome. Good to go. And this is a fundraiser, Women's International Day fundraiser. Is the money earmarked for something special, or what do you invest in or pour back into the community in? What kind of things?
Well, this has always been sort of our infrastructure fundraiser. This money is where we use it to support the school programs. We support breakfast programs. As you know, a lot of the schools have lost their budget for library books. We support the homes in Cowansville, so we're able to give those kids Halloween candy. Next one up is Easter. They're going to have Easter baskets. And then there's Salamander Camp. There's all kinds of different programs for the community, for the kids. So this money is not really earmarked to anything special. It's kind of like our kickoff. During the year, we usually have other fundraisers, and a lot of those are earmarked for specific things. But believe me, the money that comes in is carefully reviewed and put into good use.
Good use for our young generation that's coming up and going to support us one day.
We hope.
We hope. We have to spread the love and the joy now.
Well, spread the love and spread the skills to volunteer and help.
And that is a muscle. It's a muscle to build and strengthen, and we need that.
Yeah.
We really do.
You know, like, you invited me to do the interview, but I'm really happy to do it, and touched that you asked us. But believe me, there's a whole team behind me. You know, I have Lenore Dudley, who's really strong in our group. Dina Butler, she's our president. She's part of the group. Lucy Davis and Joanne Quatu is vice president of the club. So we're the International Women's Day committee, but then we have our whole team behind us that people will see when they arrive, that they're there helping people get into their rooms. And it, you know, the whole club helps with each of these fundraisers.
Okay. And that must feel pretty satisfying. What makes you come back every year and invest so much time and effort into this Yamaska Valley Optimist Club?
Well, I don't want to get too deep, but my children were raised in a very fortunate home. They had everything they needed. They had all the sports they wanted. They had all the activities, the traveling, and we were able to put them in all the community programs and everything. Financially, we were able to do it. And I know that there are children out there that don't have that, and maybe don't have all the things that my kids have. And that's what I want for them. I want children to have the ability to be a part of some of the programs that the community offers. And so that's why I do it. I want to put smiles on those kids' faces.
Beautiful.
That's my personal reason for doing it. And it is satisfying. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work, but when it's over and we see how much money we've raised and we can put it towards the kids in the community, it just makes me feel really good.
Awesome. Thank you for all the work that you all do, all these wonderful women who are part of the YVOC, and for all that you spread in our community. We really appreciate your efforts.
Well, thank you.
Okay, have an awesome event on March 7th, and we hope everyone gets out there and takes part in honoring the women of our community.
I hope so too, because the community is what's going to make this a success. So,
absolutely. Thank you, Judy. Take care.
Great. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
The Yamaska Valley Optimist Club does all kinds of great work in our community. These are the ladies who bring us the Christmas angels. They host fashion shows and different fundraising events that goes to support the youth of Bromosisqua. So if you are a woman or no one whom you'd like to celebrate, make your way to the Brome Lake Community Center on March 7th for the Health and Fitness Fair. You are encouraged to sign up if you haven't done so already. Best and easiest place to do so would be through the links on Facebook, or you are welcome to call Lenore Dudley at 450-522-0473. Thank you all for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, bringing you local news through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by our Government of Canada.